Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Draft Week 2012. I'm your host, Dave Spadaro, here. It's Eagles Draft Live presented by Dietz & Watson. We're going to come your way throughout the week. We have such an incredible week of coverage for you. Today, we begin with Eagles Draft Live presented by Dietz & Watson. Great show for you today. Our draft expert, Tony Pauline from SI.com, checks in. We sit down with the football guru, former Houston Texans general manager, Washington Redskins, Big Mahoff, now with the NFL Network. They're one of their many draft analysts, Charlie Casserly. He came by the NovaCare Complex last week. We had a chance to talk to him about the draft in general, about what the Eagles' plans are as well. And we spoke with the newest big-time Eagle, middle linebacker D'Amico Ryans. We'll catch up with him as well. We want to take your phone calls also. We want to begin tonight's show, today's show, this morning's show, with this, and it comes right off the top. We knew about this. It was just announced via Twitter about an hour ago. Brian Dawkins retiring after 16 seasons in the National Football League, 13 of those years with the Philadelphia Eagles. What a great career. What an Eagle for life. And there are big plans being made, and they've been in the planning stages here for several weeks now. Eagles have been in a lot of contact with Brian. He will be honored during this 2012 season. Those plans will be forthcoming publicly in a short period of time. But the Eagles tremendously excited to welcome Brian Dawkins back to Philadelphia, where he forever will be an Eagle. 13 seasons with this team, all-time leader in games played and interceptions, 7 Pro Bowl berths, 5 All-Pro selections, averaged nearly 100 tackles per season along the way. I think any Eagles fan in the last 20 years here would say that Brian Dawkins might be right at the very, very top of your list of favorite Eagles. So anybody who has anything to say, please call in. We'll talk about Brian Dawkins. We'll talk about the draft, and we will keep you in the loop as those plans to honor Brian Dawkins are made for this 2012 season. Just an all-time guy, and we'll be hearing from Brian very soon. I'm sure we'll have a press conference here in Philadelphia, hopefully the NovaCare Complex here. Who knows when? When those plans are finalized, we will bring them to you. 215-339-6709 is the telephone number. Let's focus on the draft. Where do you go here, people? I can sit here and tell you that I try to pry information from everybody in the building. You know, hey, what do you think about this? Hey, what about that guy? What? And I don't really know, first round, where the Eagles are going to go. My sense is that it would be a defensive player. Could be a defensive tackle. Tony Pauline, we'll talk to him in just a bit, reporting last week that the Eagles want to move up into the top 10 and get their hands on Mississippi State defensive tackle Fletcher Cox. Would that be possible? What would it take to get up there? The big story out there is that, you know, the Jacksonville Jaguars at number 7 are having an open auction for that pick. Maybe the Eagles vault up into the top 10 and get Cox. Maybe they stay at 15 and take the, quote, best available player on the board. Or maybe they move out of 15 and go somewhere else. It could be a defensive tackle. It could be a safety. It could be a linebacker. It could be a slot cornerback. I mean, the more I think about it here, I mean, do the Eagles have an answer at the slot cornerback position? Now, Jose Lohansen's okay. Good player. Is he a shutdown player? Is there somebody like that in the draft that maybe the Eagles would be interested in? Or do you go on the offensive side of the ball and go quarterback? Find your guy of the future? Do you take one of these running backs who's just kind of really good? Not Trent Richardson, but some of these other players. Hey, Janoris Jenkins, cornerback, one of the most talked about players in this draft. Unbelievable talent, but he's had some serious off-the-field issues. Is that a first-round pick? Talent-wise, absolutely. Is he somebody that you make that gamble on in round one? I mean, this is a team that has forever spoken of character and all those intangibles. Well, there's no player with more question marks than Janoris Jenkins. So it really sets up for a fascinating week of draft coverage. We have it for you here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And we have a little of the bonus coverage tomorrow night. We have our cheerleader final auditions live for you, 7 o'clock right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Make sure you tune in for that. Let's get to the telephones now, 215-339-6709. I know a lot of you have questions. A lot of you have comments. Let's get to it. We've been waiting for a long time for this 2012 NFL draft. Let's go to Washington and talk to Sean. Sean, good morning.
Hey, Dave, I'm in North Carolina, man.
All righty. Well, welcome from North Carolina.
Thank you. I want to start off by congratulating the best Eagle in franchise history, Brian Dawkins, on a successful career. You know?
Yeah.
And he was just a magnificent player, my favorite Eagle of all time.
I think many people would say that, Sean.
And it's time for a replacement, you know. And as far as my draft plans go, in the first round, I would love the Eagles to draft Alex Barron, okay, a safety out of Alabama. And then we have plenty of second-round picks. And with the second pick, I say we draft Penn State defensive tackle Devon Still. Those are two huge needs, and those two guys were not also – it's not guaranteed they'll start, but they would give us great, great depth.
Well, listen, Mark Barron is somebody you'll hear from Charlie Casserly. Absolutely loves Mark Barron.
Yeah.
Really is apparently, you know, and I don't believe this, vaulting up teams' draft boards. I think teams' draft boards stay the same. I think the media, the way the media portray it, it varies, it changes. We talk about the draft every day for the last 3 months. Kid's got great size, a little bit of injury situations at Alabama, but a big-time playmaker. And the Dallas Cowboys said to be in love with him at 14. Would the Eagles, Sean, would they trade up to get a safety?
They need to. They need to get this guy, and then we need to get Devon Still, and then a corner later on with some linebacker help, you know, or a big-time.
Well, if that's your plan, okay, and I don't think any plan's a bad plan right now. What you are saying is don't address linebacker until rounds four,
yeah,
five. Well, that's what the Eagles have done in the past here. So, I mean, are you talking about the Eagles doing the same thing at linebacker that they've done? Are you going to find a better fourth-round linebacker than what Brian Roll is right now, or Casey Matthews, or Moses Folku, or the myriad number here that there are so many linebackers on this roster?
Well, I think that linebacker situation would improve if we had a good, solid defensive tackle up front. And
well,
I think
the Eagles
Devon
do have...
Still could help that situation.
Okay, hey, Sean, thank you very much for the phone call. Devon Still, the word on him, and you hear it, and who knows how true it is, is he in love with the game of football? Does he give you that effort every single snap? Is he somebody who's going to take it 100 miles an hour every play? You know, you hear the same thing about Dontari Poe, yeah. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. You know, obviously, the Eagles want to draft players who love the game, who play hard every game. Still certainly very productive at Penn State. Let's go to Zompsta in New York. Hey, Zompy.
How about those Birds, baby? Fired up this morning, baby.
That's unusual for you to be fired up, Zompst.
No, first of all, I would like to say to B-Doc, thank you for the memory.
Yeah.
Thank you for your leadership. Thank you for being such a great player. I mean, come on, man. The most classiest player to wear to don the midnight green jersey, man. Come on.
We all love Doc. Shame it ended the way it did. That's the business of football. Played for a few seasons out in Denver. Listen, still made the Pro Bowl. I at the time, I will tell you, I had no problem. I understand the business. The Eagles gave him what they thought was a fair offer. He took an offer that was better. No hard feelings. It's business. The challenge here, the problem is the Eagles have not adequately replaced Brian Dawkins at safety. I mean,
absolutely.
I don't think nobody can argue that.
I understand the business also, but it is what it is. But now, let's talk draft, baby.
Yeah.
So, in my opinion, I mean, the Giants, and I always bring them up, but listen, they're the Super Bowl champs, you know what I mean? So, listen, they're putting out the blueprint out, you know? I want pass rush, pass rush, pass rush.
Okay.
I understand we need safeties, we need this. And this is just my opinion. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. Jaquan Jett is his second year in. Nate Allen, I believe, is his third year in. I mean, let's see what they got. I know we need depth. You know, everybody says Mark Barron, you know, is a good player. I want pass rushes. And
well,
the reason why...
So go ahead. I get you make the point. This team doesn't have enough pass rushers. They had 46 of their 50 sacks. They had the most sacks.
I'm saying you can't have enough. Look at the Giants. The banged up secondary. Their secondary was not good. Terrell Thomas out for the year. Then you had guys just coming in for depth. They weren't a very good secondary. Their linebacker, Chief Blackburn, what was he, a butcher or something, came in. He played good. Why?
Right, because
of
the front four.
So much pressure up front.
I got you.
It alleviates the job for the guys in the back.
Yes, yes, yes. So
yeah, we all know
so
that.
Give me a defensive tackle. I'm fine with that. I will tell you, I'm probably less likely to draft a defensive end high when you've got Babin and Cole and Phillip Hunt, who I think is going to be a beast. I really think Phillip Hunt's going to be a terrific player here. Darrell Tapp's a good defensive end. And then your X factor is Brandon Graham, a first-round pick, who's been injured. You can't give up on him yet.
No, I don't give up on Brandon, no.
So,
but I'm saying if Cox, let's just say if Cox is gone, everybody wants Cox, and I agree. Let's say Cox is gone, Poe won't be gone, but I'm not a big fan of Poe. I just think he's a high-motor guy, but I don't think he fits the Eagles the best. But let's say Cox is gone, Brockers is gone. Are you gonna Copels and Kuechly are there? Who are you gonna go after?
I'd probably take Kuechly in that instance over Copels. I don't need. I have. If they're rated the same, Zomp, relatively the same, I probably go to a position of greater need. Now, if Copels is way higher on the rating, then I take Copels. I don't know how they have him rated upstairs, but look, Kuechly would have to make it. Kuechly, I know, is a tenacious guy, downhill motor, blah blah blah. But he's going to be playing strong side linebacker. He's going to have to cover the tight end running down the seam. Can he do that? He's going to have to play weak side linebacker. He's going to have to cover a back out in the flat. Can he do that? It's not about him crashing and playing the run. It's going to be about him, if he's playing outside linebacker, running in space in coverage. And that's the question that I have about Luke Kuechly. Thanks for the call. My good man, we'll talk to you all weekend long. I know it, Zomp. All right, brother. All right, let's take a little break here. When we come back, we'll go into the mind of Charlie Casserly from the NFL Network, among other things, here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. It's Eagles Draft Live. Dave Spadaro with you. We're coming right back. What
concussion is one of the most common head injuries in sports that are caused by a blow to the head. Typical symptoms of a concussion
well, we're gonna
include
get him though, right?
Headache, dizziness, vision disturbance, loss of balance,
minutes we don't have
confusion,
him.
And memory loss. An athlete cannot return to play until all symptoms of a concussion resolve and they are cleared by an experienced physician.
So,
if you have sustained a concussion or any other sports-related injury, make an appointment at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital, the leading providers of orthopedic care in the region.
The Philadelphia Eagles invite you to experience Lincoln Financial Field like never before through an exclusive tour of one of the premier stadiums in the NFL. This unique backstage journey through the stadium will feature the Comcast press box, broadcast booth, club and suite levels, Eagles home interview room, locker room, and the field. Call 267-570-4510 or visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com for more information.
Here we are, me and you, on the road. And we know that it goes on.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of making memories and keeping promises. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
This reminds me of a scene in that movie. Oh man, what's it called?
I don't know.
No, you know, it's the rookie cop, the veteran cop duo. It's like us, partner.
Just because you get way more movies with Xfinity On Demand doesn't mean you always have to rub it in.
Oh, duck!
Sorry.
Ditch satellite for the most on demand. Experience Xfinity. Sign up for this great offer today. Call 1-800-XFINITY.
Can't wait for this year's draft? The Eagles and Dietz and Watson are making this year even more exciting. Go to the Eagles Facebook page today and enter the Perfect Pick'em Draft Contest. Submit your picks for the entire first round of the draft. If you get all 32 correct, you could win $100,000. And even without a perfect first round, you can still win big with the Eagles and Dietz and Watson. Get to Facebook today for details and official rules.
Seen the signs on the passers-by, something's got to give. Can't be free, but it's good for me. But this good thing comes along, and I can't deny too long.
Geico. saving people money on more than just car insurance.
I mean, this guy is the most mild-mannered guy you've ever been around.
No! No!
Mild-mannered, you know, real quiet Christian man.
Give me some of that. Give me some of that, Steve. Give me some of that.
Very meek, very mild, very well-mannered individual. He's like a teddy bear.
Brian Dawkins has two personalities and two lockers. One is for the six-time Pro Bowl safety of the Eagles. The other is for his alter ego, a Weapon X superhero named the Wolverine. The Wolverine is a Marvel Comics character with a steel skeleton and razor-sharp claws.
What's the fascination with you and the Wolverine?
I've always liked the X-Men, and then when I caught wind of Wolverine and how he is and the fact that he never backs down from a battle, the fact that he's intense all the time, is something that invited me into that world.
To enter that world and become the Wolverine, Dawkins performs a series of pre-game rituals. The transformation begins with his meticulously painted green and silver Breathe Right strip.
I didn't want the regular black, or I wanted to be have something different than everybody else. That's all about looks. Okay, I'm feeling good the way I look going onto the field. I like the way the guns are sticking out a little bit there. I might, you know, put a little oil on them to make sure they glisten a little bit. I feel good about that. That's a lot of positive going onto the field, Jack. So is somebody in trouble? That's called speaking in tongues. I pray constantly. If you were able to mic me before
the game. Is that good?
Game.
But didn't in The Exorcist, didn't the little girl, she spoke in tongues and they said that she was possessed by the devil?
The way that I'm using it is just praying over myself and the rest of the team.
Come on. Holla at your boy today. While I'm out there, holla at your boy. Holla at your boy.
Me and the ball have a relationship, and sometimes they don't always listen to me. So I'm telling you, you know, you need to holler at me today. Let's talk a little bit today. Come by and see me.
I'll let you board tonight. I'll let you board tonight. I'll let you board. I need to see you.
Even a superhero needs allies for the coming battle, and no one inspires them like Brian Dawkins.
Can y'all feel that? Can you feel that thing that's oozing out your doggone hands? That thing that's beating your doggone chest right now. Can you feel that? What's about to happen on this field, man? Whatever you got today, I got to have it. Relax, have a good time, and most of all, act the fool.
What does that mean, act the fool?
Act the fool goes with that emotional. Just letting everything go. Don't hold back. Party.
It's party time, baby! It's party time! It's party time!
We can't play like that. Act the fool, man.
One, two, three, act the fool!
The final step in the transformation takes place in the tunnel.
I'll get to the base of the, and I see the smoke. I hear the other guys getting announced, and, you know, it's just like a crescendo. I'm like, you know, getting hyped more and more and more intense, and all of a sudden.
When he comes out, you know, he transforms into that Wolverine thing. I mean, he believes in that. He just is out of his mind, and he maintains that now through the whole game. On fire the whole game.
Ah! I like that feeling. Being able to deliver that big hit at the right time to change the momentum of a game. If I can get you to think twice, I'm in your head.
You better tell them to get it down, Cooley.
Hit me how you want.
Yeah, but you're going to feel it, Cooley. I'm telling you, you're going to feel it.
As passionate as you are, you don't curse.
That's something that should not come out of a righteous man's mouth, so I choose not to use it.
God, dog it.
So if I used profanity in this interview, what would you tell me?
I mean, nothing. God bless you. But that don't mean that I'm cushy.
Yeah. So if you're cushy?
That don't mean I'm cushy. Just because I'm not cursing back at you or getting in a fussing match with you.
Yeah.
And if you're thinking that makes me soft, that I'm not
cushy.
Yeah, that if you run the ball in that hole and I get a chance to deliver something to you that I'm not going to do it, you're sadly mistaken.
Just because he doesn't curse at you doesn't mean he can't put a curse on you.
Ball is spotted. The kick is away, and the kick is no good.
See that? I did that.
Dawkins is part of a legion of multi-talented safeties. Denver's John Lynch. Ed Reed of the Ravens. The Patriots' Rodney Harrison. The Steelers' Troy Polamalu, and the Colts' Bob Sanders must do it all. They have to race up and shut down the run, as well as cut off crossing routes. They must be able to blitz the quarterback, patrol the deep middle, and deliver a drive-ending hit. But no defender ever had a record-setting single game like Dawkins. In what is known in Philadelphia as the quadrifecta, he intercepted a pass, recovered a fumble, sacked the quarterback, and caught a touchdown pass.
It's a fake, and it goes to the pitch. Running with the football wide open, getting a block, is Brian Dawkins. Dawkins across the 15, the 10, the 5, touchdown!
Yet Dawkins doesn't have what many of those other safeties have. A Super Bowl ring. After 12 seasons, he hasn't experienced the ultimate transformation into a world champion.
I've never reached the top. I've never been one of the on a championship team in football.
Never Pop in Warner, like Pop Warner, high school.
Yeah. Can't even put those in words what that would mean to me.
In 2007, that Super Bowl dream took a big hit.
We know where.
A neck injury sidelined Dawkins for most of the first half of the season.
Jesus.
The Eagles struggled without him.
Sometimes I get the worst of it. Excruciating pain. And it's nothing you can do but lay there and cry. I was mad at the fact that I knew that I had to come out the game. You just go give everything you got, knowing that it could hurt, but that this is going to be something that you're going to send a message to the opposing team, and you're going to also send a message to your teammates.
Man, hey, let's go, God dog it, man. Let's go. Don't let them hug you in, man. Let's go. Damn it, let's go.
We count on him, and when he's not out there, we miss a little heartbeat.
Love you, boy.
No, we do.
Let's go represent.
Yes, sir.
All night long, let's represent.
He's accomplished a lot in this league, and I'm not even speaking just on the football field. He's helped so many young players.
Whatever we need, you be that thing. You be that leader that I know you are in here, baby, that heart and that chest. Be that tonight.
Brian Dawkins is a Philadelphia superhero. He's won more games than any other Eagle. More important, he's won the respect of both his teammates and his opponents.
Beat Dawkins. Oh, it's going to be a fun game today.
Brian Dawkins is one of my favorite players of all time. Of all time. His passion for the game is so obvious.
I'm like Michael Jackson before he went crazy.
Yes, sir.
I'll be there.
I knew someone that would die for me. The most dominant defensive player that I played with in my 15 years.
This ain't the end. This is the beginning.
We need to finish what we started in training camp.
It shows that it can be done, that you can be an absolute madman on Sunday afternoons between 1 and 4:15, and then also handle yourself with decorum and like a gentleman and a class individual. That's why I think Brian Dawkins someday will be in the Hall of Fame, and it'll be a well-deserved honor.
Ankle sprain is an injury to one or more of the ligaments around the ankle, usually involving the outer aspect of the ankle. Ankle sprains occur from rolling the ankle during an athletic event. The severity of ankle sprains can range from a stretch injury to a partial tear to even complete tears of the ligaments. If you have sustained an ankle injury or any other sports-related injury, make an appointment at Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the leading providers of orthopedic care in the region.
Teva Pharmaceuticals is the proud sponsor of Eagles in the Community. For more information on the program, click the Community tab right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We had a great 2011 and look forward to an even better 2012. Teva Pharmaceuticals and the Eagles in the Community.
There's only one way to watch your favorite sports. Live. And nobody has more live sports than Xfinity. We give you a front row seat to it all. From opening day to the NHL Winter Classic to the heart-pounding excitement of the playoffs. We are your home for the most live sports. When you've got Xfinity, the best seat in the house is in your house.
Hi, I'm Eagle safety Kirk Coleman. Fans in Pennsylvania can now drive the Eagles pride every day of the year with the new Eagles license plate. Each plate purchase helps the Eagles Youth Partnership support the kids in need throughout our region. Get yours today, right here at PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
The Eagles season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
Download the Eagles mobile app for the latest news, videos, stats, and more. Available now for iPhone, Android, and BlackBerry devices. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/mobile for more.
We live in a smart world. Smart cars, smart homes, smart phones. Now it's your turn to be smart. Visit Smart Health today and get smart insights, health updates, and health tips for you and your family.
You know, weight loss programs can be expensive, so to save some money, I just got the popular girls from the local middle school to follow me around.
Ew, seriously?
So gross.
Ew, seriously?
That is so gross.
Ew, seriously?
Dude, that is so totally gross.
Gross, I know.
There's an easier way to save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
We are back. Dave Spadaro with you here. Eagles Live, Eagles Draft Live, presented by Dietz and Watson, live from the NovaCare Complex all week long. Today, we've got the show. Tomorrow night, we've got the finals of the Eagles cheerleading audition. So make sure you tune in at 7 o'clock for that. Wednesday, Adam Kaplan joins me in studio. We'll do a mock draft, the two of us, along with Bo Wolf and Chris McPherson. Of course, Thursday night, Merrill Reese, Adam Kaplan. We are live beginning at 8 o'clock. We'll have exclusive interviews with Howie Roseman, with Andy Reid, just prior to the draft's beginning. And we will bring you the draft. You'll hear it here first. Who will the Eagles take with their 9 picks? We're going to have it for you first right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Also, follow me at Dave Spadaro on Twitter. I will get you some draft insight there as well. So make sure you do that. Thank you very much. Let's go to Puerto Rico now, and let's talk to Hector. Hi, Hector.
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
Oh, good. Thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good, man. And I just saw the Brian Duncan's video, and it's a very, very emotional moment for me because that was my dad's favorite player. He passed away 3 years ago, and, you know, he just loved Duncan. I mean, he loved him so much, and he told me how to love. He even told me how to do the, you know, the dance that Duncan did every time he came out of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
It's so emotional for me just watching that video. It was, you know, I almost cried. I mean, I love that guy. I love that player. And it actually, you know, made me realize that I love the Eagles so much because of my dad, you know. And, you know, sorry.
No, Hector, I appreciate that, man. Listen, football affects people, and Brian Dawkins, you could just see the emotion that he played with every single game, every single moment he was on the field. And I think more than the big plays and more than the interceptions, and it was just the fact that the fans knew that Brian brought it every time he was on the field. And that's a great bond, and I appreciate your story, man. I love it. Thank you.
Yeah, and back to the draft, I wanted to ask you, Dave, how you feel. I mean, I think we can win the Super Bowl, I mean, just right away. So who do you think it could make a huge impact just right now?
Yeah, I mean, thank you for the call. I come into this draft with the idea that I don't name players because I don't know enough about the players, but I want 2 impact players from this draft and a third to be a somebody who plays, who works into the mix, who you can see is going to be there in a year. And I think you could bring in a defensive tackle and get right into the rotation because you're going to have a little age there with Jenkins, who I think is going to play a little outside in short yardage situations. I think you can bring somebody in there and really make a difference. I think you've got 2 outside linebacker positions that need to be challenged. And, of course, the safety spots are going to be challenged. Now, on the offensive side of the ball, I can only really think of fullback, but they really love Stanley Havili, 250 pounds. Howie Roseman was in here last week. We're going to replay that interview for you just to get you back in the mindset a little later on in the show of what Howie might be thinking. And then the backup running back. And of course, the red zone. Now, as far as quarterback goes, I think if you don't take one of those first 2 or 3 guys, I mean, are they better than Mike Kafka? Are they better than Trent Edwards? I don't know that. So I'm really fascinated to see what the Eagles do here. I will tell you that I don't have a good sense of what they're going to do. Maybe you go up and move. We'll talk to Tony Pauline about this. If you really want Fletcher Cox, and that's what Tony reported last week, how far do you have to go up and get him? Is it a make-or-break guy? Is that the kind of player that he is? Is he a make-or-break player? When you look at the draft, I've got the history here of all the draft trades. And it's very mixed. Do they work? Do you stay in place and just take the best player, regardless of position? Is this a 6-player draft, as many people believe it is? Is there a scenario where the Eagles move down? I mean, I'd like to get an idea of what you want, Eagles fans, because we've been waiting for this for a long time. 215-339-6709. I mean, the offseason's been dominated by keeping continuity here, which the Eagles have done very nicely, keeping DeSean Jackson, signing him to a long-term deal, bringing back Evan Mathis, love that move, bringing back Derek Landry, love that move, bringing in D'Amico Ryans, impact player. Give me another impact player or 2 in this draft. Wes in Atlanta joins us. Hi, Wes.
Dave, how you doing?
All right, good morning.
Good morning. So, just a couple of things. The first is a general question. Why can't we get the elite jersey on the website yet?
I don't know. Is the elite jersey the jersey that the authentics, which used to be called authentics?
Yeah.
I would imagine it's a Nike production.
Okay.
Situation.
Okay.
You know, as soon as the Nike makes those available, the Eagles will sell them.
The second question is my main one. I feel like you're undervaluing the the wide receiver position.
Okay.
And I'll give you three reasons why I think that's the route that we may go.
Okay.
Okay. The first is, and you speak on it weekly, is who's going to make an immediate impact on the roster. A decent receiver, of which there's plenty of depth in this draft, can possibly get in there and in the red zone, like you talked about, usurp Jason Avant's position at times, and can be a good fourth wide receiver.
Okay, hang on, Wes, let's talk about wide receiver. Okay, I'm not against adding a wide receiver because I think you can add a wide receiver who is, just as importantly, a return man. This team needs to have a threat at the kickoff return position.
Right.
I am not telling you that I think first-round pick is a wide receiver.
No, okay. I think first-round is, like you've been saying, is best player available, and that might be a DT.
Okay, well, then we're on the same page because I'm not against a wide receiver.
Well, I'm bringing up the value because I want to go ahead and throw it out there that if they trade up, and I don't mean trade up to get a better first round, I'm saying you're 2 seconds to maybe get earlier in the second or late in the first to make a push for one of these other receivers like a Stephen Hill or somebody who may be available.
Okay.
But the second point was, you know, at the end of the season, everybody said it, we need to go get Plax, right? You said it, I said it, Plax said it, Vic said it, everybody except Andy Reid said it. And what did Andy Reid say? We're not going that direction.
Right now, he said that.
We're not going that direction right now. And it may be an after the draft thing because I think they want to look at the draft and see what's there.
Hey, Wes, let's pretend. I'm the GM here. I kind of like that. I'm the GM here, and you're Plaxico Burress, and I offer you Plax. Look, I, there's just not a whole lot of market for you here. Let's talk about a minimum contract with some incentives. You come in here as our fourth wide receiver. How do you feel about that, Plax?
Well, you know, Plax may go for it if the money's right. I don't know that the money was right, but I don't know what that conversation looks like. I don't know what Plax's priorities are. He's got to understand that his age and
hey, whoa, back up, Wes. Wes, you're asking a football player.
You're right.
Forever they've been told they're the best guys. They have to play with that kind of confidence.
That's true.
Plaxico Burress caught 8 touchdown passes, 47 catches last year. He doesn't see himself as a fourth receiver.
No, he doesn't. But if he comes and says, I would love to play for the Eagles, and you see Jeremy Maclin and DeSean Jackson are 1 and 2, and Jason Avant is your number 3, he's got to understand that you got to beat out Jason Avant. I'm not saying that's impossible, but I'm saying you got to play position well enough to beat him out.
Yeah, but Plaxico Burress does not play, you know, a lot of slot receiver. He's more of an outside. Okay. It is as much of a specialty position as slot cornerback. It's not like just 1, 2, and 3. You need to be very quick in there.
Right.
Plax is not a quick player. He's a long strider, big body, get down the field, throw the jump ball, catch touchdown.
Right. Well, let me hit my third point before I run out of time.
There's no time. Yeah, you're good.
The other point is, and this is the main one for me, is you just signed DeSean Jackson to a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, Jeremy Maclin's deal is up, and he may get number one receiver offers from other teams. You need to have a backup plan.
Agreed.
To be your number two instead of bringing in a rookie next year. You want to have a guy that's been in your system for a year that can come in and step in case you can't match the offer that Jeremy Maclin made.
I think Maclin has this year plus next year on his contract.
Is it 2 years?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I thought he was coming up next year. Okay.
No. Well, McCoy comes up next year.
Okay. All right. Well, in which case, I'm still going. Let's look at receivers. I would love to package those 2 second round picks and maybe in a later round together to move up late in the first. Somebody may be looking to get rid of that, and there may be somebody available. But I'm with you. Best player available in the first round, hands down. I don't see us trading up too far to get Fletcher Cox. That'd be banking the house on a player that.
Wes. To me though, the more I talk to people, not here, but just people who kind of tell me something, because believe me, the people here are telling me nothing. I think about the draft and I think, well, all right, there's a couple of impact players here. Fletcher Cox is one of them. When I'm just sitting here making my list of guys up to 14 and then I'm sitting there at 15, there's not a lot that really excites me. I mean, Brockers does. Brockers seems to be a really good, physical, nasty interior lineman who apparently will be there at 15, and I'd be okay with that pick. I in my mind, I keep thinking, okay, who's playing slot cornerback? Slot, 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 slot. And if the only cornerback off the board to that point is going to be Claiborne and maybe Gilmore, and there's still Kirkpatrick, I'm starting to think to myself, hey, maybe I move back down. Maybe I take a flyer late first round. Maybe I'd use those two second round picks, move into the first round late, and get Janoris Jenkins. You know what I mean? There's a lot of possibilities here. Yeah.
There's definitely the possibilities. I'm excited about it. The other part, though, is other than slot cornerback or fourth receiver, I don't see anybody in the draft pushing any of our current starters out of the way. You can add depth, but nobody, I think, is going to push a current starter out of the way in any of those positions.
Probably right. Hey, Wes, thanks. Thank you, man. Thanks. All right, let's take a little break here. Let's find out on the other side what a real draft expert, Tony Pauline from SI.com, thinks about the Eagles' chances. We will get with him. If we can get him on the phone right now, that'd be great. And then we take more of your phone calls after that, 215-339-6709. It's the first day of many here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com where we dig into the Eagles draft. Big day here with Brian Dawkins announcing his retirement. Eagles plans in the works. Been a lot of contact with Brian over the last several weeks about the proper way to honor him in this 2012 season. And Eagle forever, Brian Dawkins announces his retirement today after 16 seasons in the NFL. And we are digging into the Eagles draft. It's Eagles Draft Live presented by Deaton Watson. I'm Dave Spadaro, and we're coming right back on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Can't wait for this year's draft? The Eagles and Deaton Watson are making this year even more exciting. Go to the Eagles Facebook page today and enter the Perfect Pick'em Draft Contest. Submit your picks for the entire first round of the draft. If you get all 32 correct, you could win $100,000. And even without a perfect first round, you can still win big with the Eagles and Deaton Watson. Get to Facebook today for details and official rules.
The Eagle season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
The boss of your life, in charge of long weekends and longer retirements. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
We live in a smart world. Smart cars, smart homes, smart phones. Now it's your turn to be smart. Visit Smart Health today and get smart insights, health updates, and health tips for you and your family.
You know, weight loss programs can be expensive, so to save some money, I just got the popular girls from the local middle school to follow me around.
Ew, seriously?
So gross.
Ew, seriously?
That is so gross.
Ew, seriously.
Dude, that is so totally gross.
Gross, I know.
There's an easier way to save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Inside the studio, yes, we are. Dave Spadaro with you here now. Let's really focus in on this draft this weekend. We'll go to our draft expert from SI.com, Tony Pauline. Tony, you reporting last week that the Eagles, a lot of interest in defensive tackle Fletcher Cox from Mississippi State. What do the Eagles have to do to get him? How far do they have to jump up if indeed they're interested in him?
You got to see what
happens with the Rams at the sixth choice. The Rams could take him at six. If they don't, he falls to seven. I think that's the spot that the Eagles would, you know, have to move up to grab him for a couple of reasons. Jacksonville desperately wants to move out of that seven hole. I don't think it's going to really cost a lot of picks to move up because Jacksonville wants to move down. And Carolina, who has the ninth pick of the draft, would really like to have Fletcher Cox on their defense. So the seventh pick is probably where the is the pick that's in play for Cox. I think it's probably doable. I don't think it's going to cost a whole heck of a lot, assuming that he's there and the St. Louis Rams don't take him at pick number six.
What is it about Fletcher Cox that makes him so good, Tony?
Versatility and upside. He's a guy who's very good now, but people think that two or three years down the road, this guy is going to be a dynamite player. He's got the versatility to play in that wide nine technique that the Eagles like. He's a guy that you can use in four-man fronts. You can use him as a two-gap end. He's a good run defender. He can rush the passer. You know, he has the ability to really become the complete package. He's not there yet, but two or three years down, not even two or three years, 2 years down the road, he could be a real dominant, one of the most dominant defensive players to come from this draft.
Honestly, Tony, I am not getting my hopes up that the Eagles will move into that seven position. So let's say they stay at 15. Tell me three players who would be there who would kind of fit the needs for this football team, and specifically, really, I guess, the defensive side of the ball.
Well, I don't think Mark Barron is going to be there, and he's a guy that would fit the need because Barron's also moving up draft boards. I think you'd have to, one, you know, look at Michael Brockers of LSU, a big thumper on the inside. They like those guys who've got some mobility, but Brockers, I think, would really help that run defense that was so porous last year. If they're looking maybe for, there's no safeties that are there, maybe there's a cornerback there. Could be a couple of offensive linemen if they want to go in that direction. Cordy Glenn of Georgia, although they did go offensive lineman in the first round last year. So I think you really, the pickings will be limited. I mean, if they like Luke Kuechly of Boston College, a guy that was talked about with the Eagles prior, he'll also be there. Dante Hightower may also be a consideration. The problem with this draft is those teams in the middle of round one that need a defensive player, they're kind of in no man's land. The top defensive players are going to go in the top 12, and then the other guys will go in the bottom half of round one because the Shea McClellans of the world, that's a reach in the middle of round one for their talents.
Would that 15th spot, Tony, be a position where other teams would be interested in trading up and getting one of these primetime offensive players?
Primetime offensive players are one of the cornerbacks. You know, if a guy like Stephen Gilmore of South Carolina, who's moving up draft boards, happens to be there, a team like the Detroit Lions or someone else, you know, could move up to get him. If both the top two cornerbacks, Morris Claiborne and Stephen Gilmore, are off the boards and just Dre Kirkpatrick is there, again, a cornerback needy team in a year that doesn't have a lot of good cornerbacks, may be willing to move up and allow one of those teams at the 15th, 16th slot to move down in order to get those cornerbacks. So I think there will be, you know, trade down options. One of the receivers, if Michael Floyd happens to fall, could be an opportunity to trade down for one of those teams.
Tony, two picks in the second round for the Eagles. What kind of value are we looking at there in round two on Friday?
I think they could get a good safety if they're looking in that area. Maybe Harrison Smith. A lot of people like Harrison Smith. I'm not one of them, but he's moving up draft board, or he's high on draft board. Georgia Loco, Boise State, Trenton Robinson of Michigan State, Antonio Allen. So they could fill a need at the safety position. There'll be some good receivers there if they want to add some depth at that position. They want to look for an offensive guard. There'll be plenty of offensive guards there. The defensive tackle class really thins out, and the inside linebacker class, it's really a two-man show with Kuechly and Dante Hightower.
So if the Eagles, let's say you define the positions of need here as up the middle, defensive tackle, your linebacker positions other than middle linebacker, and then safeties. It doesn't sound to me, Tony, like this is a draft where you're going to find quality in rounds 3, 4, 5 at those positions.
Absolutely not. If you want one of those three positions you mentioned, you better get those guys early. You either better make a move up to get the Fletcher Cox. You better, if you're sitting there, you're looking at Kuechly or Dante Hightower, and you get your safety in the second round because, again, those three positions, defensive tackle, inside middle linebacker, and safety, are really some of the weaker positions in this year's draft. They're very top-heavy draft. Once the talent comes off in the early rounds, that's it.
All right, what about the quarterback position, Tony? The Eagles have had a lot of smoke out there. Robert Griffin III, are they interested in Ryan Tannehill? Let's take the first three quarterbacks out of the equation and then look at the next group. Is there a potential franchise quarterback in that group?
No. Out of the top three, absolutely not. You know, again, you're looking at you got guys like Brandon Whedon, who, you know, could be NFL ready, has an NFL arm, but he's going to be 29 years old come October, so he doesn't have a long shelf life. Then you're looking at Kirk Cousins, probably a second-round guy, late second-round guy, I think the Eagles would consider. He's got some terrific physical skills. He shows a lot of leadership. Problem is, his judgment at times on the field has not always been that good. He's thrown some untimely picks, which have cost Michigan State. Last day, I think a guy like Ryan Lindley of San Diego State would be a good fit for the Philadelphia Eagles. Mobile guy, he's got an NFL arm. For the most part, makes the right decisions. Had a terrific junior year. His accuracy kind of fell off last year. I don't know if it was because of a change of the receivers, his top receivers left, or what the situation was. But he's shown NFL ability in the past. And if you can get him in like the fifth, sixth round area and develop him, I think he can be a starter in the NFL. Not going to be a franchise quarterback. You better have the first or second choice of the draft if you want one of them. But you know, you can also get good quarterbacks and develop them later on.
Tony Pauline, we look forward to talking to you later in the week. Thanks so much. Enjoy New York City once again. We'll talk to you, and thanks again.
Look forward to it, Dave.
On the road, and we know that it goes on.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of making memories and keeping promises. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
The Philadelphia Eagles invite you to experience Lincoln Financial Field like never before through an exclusive tour of one of the premier stadiums in the NFL. This unique backstage journey through the stadium will feature the Comcast press box, broadcast booth, club and suite levels, Eagles home interview room, locker room, and the field. Call 267-570-4510 or visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com for more information.
We live in a smart world. Smart cars, smart homes, smart phones. Now it's your turn to be smart. Visit Smart Health today and get smart insights, health updates, and health tips for you and your family.
Download the Eagles mobile app for the latest news, videos, stats, and more. Available now for iPhone, Android, and BlackBerry devices. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/mobile for more.
Concussion is one of the most common head injuries in sports that are caused by a blow to the head. Typical symptoms of a concussion include headache, dizziness, vision disturbance, loss of balance, confusion, and memory loss. An athlete cannot return to play until all symptoms of a concussion resolve and they are cleared by an experienced physician. If you have sustained a concussion or any other sports-related injury, make an appointment at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital, the leading providers of orthopedic care in the region.
Well, online dating services can get kind of expensive, so to save money, I found a new way to get my profile out there.
Check me out. Everybody says I've got a friendly disposition and they love my spinach dip. 5'10".
Still doing a little exploring on it.
My sign is Sagittarius, I'm into Spanish cheese. My hairline is receding, but I'm getting a weed.
There's an easier way to save.
Oh, what's a rattle tonight?
Hawaii.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
It ain't no doggone tomorrow, fellas. What are you going to bring to the doggone church? Are you going to bust somebody in their mouth? Are you going to do your doggone job? Are you going to pray from your doggone chest? Are you going to pray from your heart and get everything you doggone got? Because I'm going to do that.
Roethlisberger is back. Here comes the rush. They knock the ball loose. The Eagles have recovered. Dawkins made the hit. Dawkins recovered the fumble.
Party all the time.
Back goes Romo again. He steps up. He's hit. It's fumbled. It is picked up. Running with the football is Chris Clemens. Touchdown! The hit by Brian Dawkins.
And I'm going to give you everything I don't go get on every play. I need that tonight. I'm going to give you every inch of me on this field. Every ounce of my passion. Oh, yeah. Every ounce of what I got is going to be laid out. Keep it to me.
Party at the ball, baby.
Tell you what, dog. My body will be given on this field today. Whatever I got, man, I'm going to pull this thing off of y'all. That's how much I care about you, man. So whatever I got, I'm going to give it. And I'm going to give it in multitudes and in plenty. They don't understand the hunger we got in our doggone brother. They don't understand how bad that thing hurt during the middle of the season when everybody was questioning what we were as a daggone unit. We going to show up today and we going to show out. All for one for all, baby.
I don't think he got it.
He did not get it. He lost the yard.
What a stand. Eagles first down. Wow.
That's what we gonna do all freaking day. Hit everything. Give me what you got. Domination. Snot bubbles. Please out. Whatever. That dominates this thing. Give me love on three. 1, 2, 3. Give me love.
Wow, wow, wow. We could just play those highlights all day. Here on Eagles Draft Live, presented by Dietz & Watson, I'm Chris McPherson. Dave Spadaro had to step out for a second, so I'm going to fill in. We want to take your favorite Brian Dawkins memories. My favorite game watching Dawkins play might have been that Dallas game to get the Eagles into the playoffs in the 2008 season. Remember all the events that had unfolded. Most Eagles fans thought there was no chance that the Eagles would be able to get into the postseason. You needed Tampa Bay to lose to Oakland. You needed Chicago to lose to Houston. But then all of a sudden, the Eagles, everything falls into place. It's a 4:15 nationally televised game, and Brian Dawkins takes over, forcing two fumbles, returned for touchdowns, one by Chris Clemens, which we've seen the highlight of, the other Hoselio Hansen taken to the house. I mean, Brian Dawkins basically willed the Eagles into the playoffs. So that was one of the greatest, greatest games I've seen. What's your favorite game? And, of course, hopefully just a few years from now, we'll be talking about Brian Dawkins going into the Hall of Fame. We're going back to the phone lines now. Who do we have on the line? Mark, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, big guy?
Hey, great to hear from you, Mark.
Yeah, same to you, man. I'm watching those Brian Dawkins highlights and hearing him, you know, in the huddle talking. And it's sending chills, man.
Get inspired.
That guy was a hell of a player, man.
He is certainly missed yeah, here in Philadelphia. And the Eagles are going to do everything they can to retire him properly. They want to do everything right by him, certainly bring him back. Those plans have been in the works that Dave hinted to, so certainly hopefully we'll be able to unveil those plans shortly here. But nonetheless, though, the memories just go back and back and back with Brian Dawkins. Yeah. I don't think there's what was that, Mark?
No, I was disagreeing with you. I think that definitely would be classy, man, because he definitely was a class act, man. That's a hard act to follow, Brian Dawkins, man.
I don't think there's been a more beloved Eagle all time, quite arguably. I mean, during his entire tenure here, through all the ups, I mean, he was here for the end of the Ray Rhodes era. He was here for the beginning of the Andy Reid years. He was here for the golden years during Andy Reid's tenure. I mean, he was here through the good and the bad. And he's a big reason why there are so many great memories here in Philadelphia. So, no question how much he's beloved here.
Seeing them highlights and stuff like that, man, that gives you fuel for this draft, man. We need more players like this guy, man. If you can, I know that's hard to find.
Very hard to find. There's
guys with a heart like that guy had, but, man, what a hell of a player, man.
Certainly. Mark, we appreciate the phone call. And I know you fans on the chat have been clamoring for this Weapon X highlight video. Dave Sparrow is going to step in just a few seconds here, but we want to show you, the fans, this phenomenal piece done by NFL Films. Weapon X's greatest highlights. Set the music. Folks, just sit back and be in awe of the great Brian Dawkins.
Whatever you got, I expect that. On every face, God Dawkins, we gonna dominate this thing. Respect is not given, it is earned, God Dawkins. Take this thing from the beginning, dog. If you got something in you that say we ain't winning this game, we need to get that out you right now.
What we gonna do tonight is we gonna burn out. Like we said, homie, we gonna burn out, burn out, and whatever it takes to get this party started.
To Michael Vick, we give him a much respect, but nobody respected us as a defense. Give me some respect right now.
The hit on Algie Crumpler after the catch was pretty much a statement.
I tell you what, I wanted to set a tone. We wanted to set a tone as a defense. It's not just me, it's the defense, it's my line, it's Burgess, it's Curse, all the boys tried. We came and we brought it. Edwin, go, play.
I like it. What do you think?
I like it.
You're beaming.
I'm like,
I like it.
We want to protect the house.
Right.
But
home security systems can be really expensive. So to save money, we actually just adopted a Rescue Panther. We find that we don't need to sleep that much.
There's an easier way to save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Teva Pharmaceuticals is the proud sponsor of Eagles in the Community. For more information on the program, click the Community tab right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We had a great 2011 and look forward to an even better 2012. Teva Pharmaceuticals and the Eagles in the Community.
The Eagle season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
Can't wait for this year's draft? The Eagles and Dietz and Watson are making this year even more exciting. Get to the Eagles Facebook page today and enter the Perfect Pick'em Draft Contest. Submit your picks for the entire first round of the draft. If you get all 32 correct, you could win $100,000. And even without a perfect first round, you can still win big with the Eagles and Dietz and Watson. Get to Facebook today for details and official rules.
There's only one way to watch your favorite sports, live. And nobody has more live sports than Xfinity. We give you a front row seat to it all. From opening day to the NHL Winter Classic to the heart-pounding excitement of the playoffs. We are your home for the most live sports. When you've got Xfinity, the best seat in the house is in your house.
Hi. I'm Eagle safety Kirk Coleman. Fans in Pennsylvania can now drive the Eagles pride every day of the year with the new Eagles license plate. Each plate purchase helps the Eagles Youth Partnership support the kids in need throughout our region. Get yours today right here at PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Welcome back. Dave Spadaro here. Thanks to Chris McPherson for filling in. I'm a busy guy. I got some meetings to go to. And actually, Andy Reid just called me up to the office. He said, all right, look, we have pick number 46. What do you want, Spuds? And I sat there and I said, Coach, just get me an impact player. He said, well, what do you want? You want an offensive guy, defensive guy? I said, well, all these callers are saying that they want a wide receiver, and kind of shrugged at that one. So just get me an impact guy, right? Anybody. I'll take any impact you can give me. 215-339-6709. Speaking of the draft, going to replay in just a few moments here the Howie Roseman in studio interview that we did last week. He's not going to meet the media between now and the draft on Thursday, but I wanted to get you filled in. Brian Dawkins retires today. Exciting around here. Exciting that Brian will be coming back as an Eagle and will be honored as an Eagle in 2012. And look, nobody wanted to see him leave. Tough days. Eagles never had a player at the safety position to reach that level in these 3 years. Safety is a big, big focus. And Brian, obviously one of the greatest Eagles of all time. Chris in Virginia joins us on Eagles Draft Live presented by Dietz and Watson. Hello, Christopher.
What's up, Dave?
How are you?
Good, man. Fired up after watching these Dawk highlights, man. It's good to hear that he's going to retire as the Eagle. And I think Zom's got a good point. Hopefully they bring him back for game four against the Giants and let him do a little pregame speech.
There you go.
Get the boys fired up, you know.
It sounds like you guys have the plan. What, have you been eavesdropping in our offices these last couple of weeks?
I don't know. You know what I mean? Maybe.
Yeah.
Find them all.
Yeah. I think of all the teams, the Giants were the team that kind of, that Eagles players dislike the most. It's just that regional thing, and listen, they all hate the Cowboys and the Redskins, and
yeah.
Doc is one of those players who you just knew that he disliked the other teams as much as you, the fans, did.
Yeah, and don't give a pregame speech like he can. I mean,
right.
I'm goosebumps. I mean, almost tears at one point. The guy is a hell of a player.
Yeah, now we just pray for good health for him. He took a lot of shots as a player, and just good health. Got a beautiful family, and can't wait to see him when he comes into town.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be awesome. Draft week fired up, you know, can't wait. Going to be tuning in every all the shows. Can't wait for Thursday night.
Yeah, I think the anticipation is going to be kind of overwhelming. Because, Chris, I don't know. I mean, do you feel like you have a sense of not only what the Eagles will do, but what you would like them to do? I'm really torn. I'm not sure what I want them to do. That's kind of the point that I mean. There's not like a last year I would have told you, you know, I understand that Danny Watkins, I had never really heard of him prior to the pick. I understood the pick. Right guard, come right in, you know, eventually became a starter, good player, going to be a very fine football player at right guard. I can't tell you right now that I need an X or Y or whatever it is. How do you feel about it?
Like you, you know, I want a couple impact players, but I mean, at this point, I mean, it's a good thing to have. I mean, you can't, there's not really any guys you can really plug in off the bat. We got most starters kind of filled in. I mean,
but you can still challenge. But you can still challenge those players. You can still challenge your linebackers. You can still challenge your, you know, you can still challenge your safeties. You can still challenge the middle of the defense. Offensively, can you get a better center than what you've got here? I don't know. I happen to think that I think we have a pretty good one here. I think the offensive line is pretty darn good. Can you get a better fullback than Stanley Havili? I don't know a lot about him, but you know, they don't play the fullback that much. Would you get another stud running back just to have a couple of studs with Deion Lewis, who I think is a really good change of pace player? Would you draft a second tight end really high to take some playing time potentially away from Clay Harbor? I mean, these are the kind of questions that the Eagles are going to have to answer.
Yeah, like you said, I mean, it's kind of a thing where, you know, there's players I want, but I mean, like, Cox is definitely one of my board. But like you said, we can address a lot of different needs. I think defense definitely needs to be addressed with this first round pick for sure.
Well, I will tell you this. If the Eagles come out of this draft with the first three picks as a defensive tackle, a linebacker, and a safety, then I know that they have not had a good first three picks. Because then they are going to fill needs.
Yeah.
So as much as I say, get the defense first, the truth is, if I were a real talent evaluator, which I am not, clearly, I just get the best player I can get. I don't care what he is. If you come out of it drafting positions of need, ultimately you're going to have a really bad draft.
Yeah, look at Taylor Nashime, and you know a couple picks he picked high in the past few years. And
yeah,
obviously those were picks of need.
I guess I don't know. I mean, they're not all going to work out, and I understand that, but I don't put all my stock in round one, and I'm telling you, they better not just eliminate offense in this draft. This team still needs to score touchdowns. Red zone must be better. Fewer turnovers, less pressure on the quarterback, better play from the quarterback, better play from the wide receivers who dropped passes last year, better decisions on fourth and short from LeSean McCoy against the Giants when he had the hole right there and he decided to try to bounce it outside.
Yep, I agree with that 100%. The red zone offense and the turnovers is probably one of the biggest killers of the team last year, if not the biggest killer.
Yeah. So give me a name, Chris. Give me a name, man.
Like I said, as much as I want a D-tackle, I mean, wide receiver, I mean, like you said, there's not really anybody you can bring in and kind of start right away. Offensive line, like you said, you know, we got a lot of guys kind of signed. We got backups. But I guess, you know, defensive tackle, like you said, Cox. I mean, Keekly sounds like he's good, but where I guess you got to put him on one of the outsides.
If you draft Luke Keekly, you're putting him at strong side linebacker, you're putting him at weak side linebacker. And it's not about him attacking the line of scrimmage anymore. It's about him dropping back in coverage in space, covering wide receivers on the strong side, running backs on the weak side.
Yeah,
can he do that? I do not know.
Yeah, that's the big question. So like you said, I mean, there's a lot of ways we can go in this draft, and it's going to be interesting to see what they do.
Yep. So, hey, Chris, thanks for the call. Please call us during the weekend. We're going to be here so much. I'm going to have to give Merrill some foot massages to keep him awake. Thank you for the call. 215-339-6709. We'll take one more call, and then we're going to replay Howie Roseman's interview here in studio last week. I always try to read between the lines because that's what I do. And I think the way it works is this. The Eagles don't have one player in mind. They have various scenarios. If we get to the seventh pick and this player is available, what would we give up to go with to seven to get that player? And if not, who do we, you know, as a draft gets a little deeper, who do we like? I think they probably have about five or six players that they really like in that first round, and then they'll narrow it down from there. Jason in West Palm Beach, Florida, joins us. Hi, Jason.
Hey, how are you doing,
Steve? All right, my man. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, I'm going to say Mark Barron.
Mark Barron, safety, Alabama.
I think that's the only position that I say that to get a direct challenge as far as getting a starter for next season.
Well, I'm not going to argue with you in the sense that you have to challenge that spot. And I think that if the Eagles fall in love with previous draft picks, shame on them. But I will also tell you that I think a lot of Nate Allen, a lot. I think a lot of Kurt Coleman, and I've said this before, good player, just the physical thing with the 16 games and his size. And then Jaquan Jarrett, I just don't know. I haven't seen enough of him. I know he's been here every single day in the offseason. I mean, obviously, if you draft Mark Barron, you're giving up on somebody that you've drafted, either Allen or Jarrett, that you've drafted highly here the last couple of years. Not that that's a problem. You can't fall in love with guys. I get that, but
well, it's not about falling in love. It's about if you're at 15 and Mark Barron is in the board. For me, it's the best pick out there to go get what's the defensive tackle's name? Fletcher
Cox.
You have to trade up and.
But how much higher do you have Fletcher Cox than Dontari Poe, than Brockers, than all these other guys? I don't know.
I think they're all going to go really. I just don't think we should be trading out to go get anybody. I think we should stay at 15, take the best player available, and if Mark Burns is there, I think that's our guy right there.
Yep.
Wide receivers, you know, they could be, you know, in the second round. And if we don't get anybody, we still got some great players out there in free agency still that we can still bring in. And I don't know. I just think that we really need to challenge that safety spot.
You know, it's interesting. I think most of the time when I deal with fans, you guys are all, oh, that first round pick. My sense is that Eagles fans in this draft are so more first couple of rounds focused that correctly we're all going to judge this draft on the whole package, not just the first guy. It's not all about the first pick, right? I mean, there's nobody that's like jumping out at me, wow, we get this guy in the first round, it's a great draft. Because there's so many other things to go into effect here. That's why I'm all about just get a bunch of good players. Just bring in the best players you can bring in.
Going back a little bit to Brian Dawkins, it's kind of funny. I was going through my phone the other day trying to look out for a new background for my phone, and I see this nice Brian Dawkins. And I usually hesitate when the player is now with the Eagles and is still not retired, but I still decided, you know what, I am going to put Brian Dawkins on my phone. And look, a couple of days later, he retired. So I don't know. I feel like it was destiny.
Well, hey, thank you for the call. Yeah, Brian retires today. Big plans are being made, have been made. A lot of communication with Brian here over the last several weeks. Once we knew that he was going to be retiring, has expressed an interest here in retiring with the Eagles and sharing it with the fans. And it's really very much to do, as much to do with the fans certainly as it is with the organization. 13 great seasons in Philadelphia. All right, let's go back to Thursday. Howie Roseman, Eagles general manager in studio. End of a long, long day. I tried to pry as much out of him as I could. Let's see what you read between the lines. Then we take some more phone calls as we dig into the draft. It's Eagles Draft Live, presented by Deaton Watson. We welcome you to the studio, Dave Spadaro with Eagles general manager Howie Roseman. The draft is 1 week away, and Howie's been doing the media tour today. It's exhausting, I know, and it really is interesting to hear and to read all these different interpretations of what you've said throughout the day. And you're in a tough spot. You really can't say anything to give any information away, but you kind of have to keep the excitement level going among these reporters. What's it been like for you, Howie? This is draft.
I'm so glad to be with Dave Spadaro, PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Like thank you. Let's talk about the draft and where you are in the process right now. I would imagine that for the most part, all the visits are done. You're just kind of fine-tuning things and setting up strategies.
We've spent so much time on the evaluation of these players, the film evaluation, the character evaluation. Right now, most of the time spent is on scenarios, looking at different positions on our team, in the draft board, how we can put things together based on the picks that we have, based on the possible scenarios that are come in front of us. So when we get in the draft room, calm times, calm decisions.
So reading through all this stuff, they say that, a lot of analysts anyway, say that this is a six-man draft, very heavy first six, and then there's a drop-off. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think without giving up too much information, because at the same time, we want to bring as many good players to the Philadelphia Eagles as possible, so we don't want to give up too much information. I think that you try to stack your board in terms of tiers. So once you get in that position where you have a bunch of guys grouped together, you can look at it, say, all right, what's the position that maybe going forward we need the most, if the guys are graded the same. If not, if there's a big drop in between those guys, you want to make sure you get the highest ranked guys no matter what position they're playing. And if there's no guys in that group that are worthy of that pick, you're going to try to move out.
Howie, do you feel like you've done enough in the offseason here to come into the draft and legitimately say that we don't have an absolute need at a starting position?
I do. I think you look at the depth chart, and you've been in my office, so you look at my depth chart on my wall, and there's not a glaring area where you just say, man, that's a big hole. Where am I going to fill that? And so that gives us the flexibility to go into this draft, knock off the best players, and go from there.
All right, a couple positions I'd like to talk to you about that we really haven't talked about much in the offseason. Stanley Havili at this point would be the starting fullback draft pick last year, spent the year on the practice squad. What do you see in Stanley, the kind of growth that he's made?
Well, he was the top fullback in the draft for us. For what we do, we thought he was a prototype West Coast offense fullback. And he had been really the captain at USC. A four-year starter, catches the ball, runs the ball really well, can pass protect, can lead block. He had shoulder surgery before his senior year, and really, he didn't have time to recover. So we felt like if he could take a year and just devote it towards his body and working on his body, that he had a chance to be a really good player for us, perfect fit for our scheme. And so he comes in this offseason, we see him, and he is just a rock. I mean, he looks like a 250-pound ball of dynamite, and he's got so many tools that we look for in a fullback that we're really excited about him.
Defensive end, Eagles look like it's a really deep position here, at least five ends here with the starters, Cole and Babin and Tapp and Hunt. And Brandon Graham reports on Monday, 260 pounds. What does that mean to you when you see him in that kind of shape?
Well, it's a great story because we were in a meeting and my door was closed and I opened my door and Katie... Yeah. Jouse,
who does it all,
impressive, right? Unbelievable assistant, said, I have someone who wants to see you, and she had this big smile, and Brandon comes in this cutoff shirt, and he looked like a different guy, and he was so proud of the work he did, and so determined to erase all doubts about what kind of player he is, and I think that what isn't fair with Brandon is that no one's questioning anything he's done on the field. It's not like he's been on the field and hasn't been productive. He's just been hurt, and he has to get healthy and get an opportunity to show what he's all about.
Okay, the running back position, LeSean McCoy, no doubt about it, one of the better running backs in the league. Deion Lewis, Craig Cooper also there. How do you look at that position as you stack up your board?
Well, we think we got a lot of talent at that position, and again, we're going to go into the draft, and if there's a guy that's sticking out on our board at any position, we'll go and grab him.
Is it fair to say, Howie, that running backs in the draft, good group, and then there are still LaDainian Tomlinsons and Cedric Bensons and Joseph Addais and these players. You feel like you're in a good position there to add somebody if you want to?
Yeah, not only with the depth on our team, but it's a position that historically you're able to find some guys, whether it's in the draft or guys that are still end up on the street. But we're really happy with the guys that we have on this team at that spot, obviously led by LeSean.
All right, quarterback. The Eagles have been linked reportedly to a lot of different quarterbacks, at least showing interest potentially in the draft. What can you say about that? I mean, legitimately, you're always looking for good quarterbacks.
Always looking for good quarterbacks. I think what it's shown is that when you develop them, even if they don't play for you, there's value with them throughout the league. That being said, we think that's what we have on this roster. I mean, we're so excited about Michael Vick. First offseason as our starter in Philadelphia. I mean, that's hard to even say, and it sounds like it can't be the truth because Michael now has been here for so long, but He's never had an off season as our starting quarterback, and that's so exciting. He's got this determined look on his face. We're really excited that he's our franchise quarterback. And then we have two quarterbacks who are in the building that we're also really encouraged by, enthusiastic about, Kafka and Trent Edwards.
Trent Edwards is much larger physically than I expected. I mean, he's a really big guy. He's consciously tried to put on weight to stay healthy, or what's it? Not weight, but muscle. It's like a linebacker. He's huge.
A thick guy. Both those quarterbacks are big guys. Yeah. You know, I don't know that you have this perception of Mike Kafka and Trent Edwards as big guys, but they're thick and tall and a good-looking quarterback.
The offensive line, with the addition of Demetrius Bell replacing Jason Peters at left tackle, you retain Evan Mathis, King Dunlap comes back. Are you done it? And you bring in two other interior linemen. Are you done at offensive line, do you think?
Well, you never want to say that at any position like offensive line, defensive line, any priority position in this league where it's hard to find players. And we got such great coaches on both sides of the ball, but when you talk about offense and offensive line, and so you get young players with that group of coaches, young players with talent, and really they got the ability to grow and become good players. So we have a lot of guys behind those guys that we think have ability, and we're looking forward to that competition playing out.
Couple more here, Howie. How does the addition of D'Amico Ryans change the dynamic at linebacker? Will you try to fit Jamar into a different spot? Will you let him compete at middle linebacker? Start there.
Well, I think adding D'Amico Ryans changes the composition of our defense, because now you don't have to worry about, we talk about quarterback for our defense, and he's got great leadership ability. He's a heck of a player. So now you don't have to go into the draft saying, man, I hope we get this characteristic from this defensive player. You can just go in and take the best player, because he's going to want that responsibility. It comes naturally to him. I don't know if you guys have had time to talk to him and speak with him. Yeah. He just has it. Mm-hmm. And you see that with the reaction. Players, you can always tell from players their reactions. He just has that ability to lead. So now if you brought in a young player on defense, he just got to come in and play. He doesn't have to take more on his shoulder. So I think there's that flexibility.
Will that help Jamar? He needs to find a position, right?
Well, I think the biggest thing for our football team is we have to add competition at all levels. So if we just keep adding good players, the worst problem we could have is we could be talking on cut day, and you're going, man, who are we going to cut? That would be the ideal situation for us.
Okay. Is there a position you would not take round one in a week?
We will not take a kicker.
You will not take a kicker. But anything else is open game.
I mean, no, legitimately. We won't take a punter.
Okay. Same thing. Right. Is the draft, I mean, how you look at it. Do you love the depth of this draft? I mean, it seems like defensive tackle is very deep, and some of these defensive linemen are deep. Is it, comparatively speaking, a good draft?
Let me take you into the psyche of Howie Roseman.
Yeah, there's always good players everywhere.
There's always good players everywhere. You tell me who's going to be on the board when we pick, and I'll tell you how good the draft is.
But I would imagine you have history has predicted that you've got a good feel for who's going to be there.
I think we have a good feel. What we don't know is what curveball is going to be thrown out there.
Okay.
And there always is one. When you go, whoa, and that's what's going to happen. Now, does that happen in the first 14 picks? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it will happen at some point where we'll all go, oh, I didn't have that going there, you know, and you start scribbling little notes and going on, because everyone has different evaluation. It's like when you go to a restaurant, I go to a restaurant. We could eat the same dish and think it tastes totally different.
Yeah.
And now you have 31 other people going to that same restaurant. So as much as we think our draft board's clear and this is how it's going to be for everyone else, it's not going to be.
I always thought you talked to every team, talked to everybody. And even though you're not necessarily telling the truth, you kind of ply enough and cajole enough, and you have a sense for what teams are going to pick, or no?
I don't think anyone has a sense for what we're going to pick. So
I agree with that.
I don't know that I would feel confident enough to know what other people are going to think, because we try to keep that close to the vest. We try to keep it just a couple people in the know of exactly what we want to do, because it's a competitive advantage to do that. So when you read all these reports, I'm hearing this guy's high on their board, this guy's high on their board, I always kind of laugh at that, because I know that there's no way anyone could really know that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like it's probably the same way in other places.
Last one, Howie. There's still a very active, it seems, and plentiful group of free agents out there. How do you balance that, the availability of some veterans who don't really have a whole lot of leverage at this point, with the idea of adding a young player for competition or an experienced player for competition?
Well, I would say this. I think there are very few spots where we would add a veteran at this point. And there are still guys on our free agent board that we look at and say maybe at the right moment there'll be guys that we would sign. Mm-hmm. But right now we're into the draft. Now, I'm not telling you that something doesn't come in front of us in the next week. So just want to be careful on that. Mm-hmm. But right now we're diving into the draft. We want to add young talent on this team. We got 9 picks. You know, we get so excited about college free agency as well. We always feel like we're going to get a player or two out of that. And we went into free agency with a plan. We wanted to resign our own. We still have a guy or two that we look at here to do on our own team. And other than that, we're rolling.
Yeah, the draft is ahead. Eagles Draft Live begins on Monday, presented by Dietz and Watson, 11 o'clock here. We're live all week next week. Eagles Draft coverage right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Howie Roseman,
Dave
Eagles
Spadaro.
General Manager, thank you very much for joining us. Good luck next week.
Thank you, you too.
In the 2012 NFL Draft.
The Eagle season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of long weekends and longer retirements. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
We live in a smart world. Smart cars, smart homes, smart phones. Now it's your turn to be smart. Visit Smart Health today and get smart insights, health updates, and health tips for you and your family.
The ACL is one of 4 major ligaments around the knee. It stabilizes the knee during cutting, pivoting, and jumping activities. Most often, ACL tears are The ACL is one of 4 major ligaments around the knee. It stabilizes the knee during cutting, pivoting, and jumping activities. Most often, ACL tears.
Download the Eagles mobile app for the latest news, videos, stats, and more. Available now for iPhone, Android, and BlackBerry devices. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/mobile for more. Welcome back. Dave Spadaro with you. Would like to let you guys know that when you are on your laptops, when you are on your iPads, when you are on your phones, when you're watching us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com or on your, you know, whatever, apps, the mobile site, all of this plays. You know, I don't have my IFB for some reason. Can you go to just a little B-roll there, Ryan? Everything is available on the website. Here, look at this. It's a little delayed. Well, you really can't see it there. It's because there's like a lot of fingerprints. Because there's actually nothing right there. It's actually totally black. Oh, did I press the button? Oh, there we go. So that's great. You can watch the show. But it's like raindrops to me. Oh, slide down. Like, hang on, I got it. I'm not a dope. Here we go. There you go. Now that I play it. I got it. Oh, there it is. Excellent. Ah, boys, it's a great start to the week. It is a great start to the week. We're going to have so much fun this week. It's a little Wayne's World action going on. Luke Kuechly! Gosh, 2 months ago, we would have... Everybody was like, get Kuechly, get Kuechly, get Kuechly! Now, the guy we're going to talk to in just a minute here, D'Amico Ryans, is the man in the middle. So I'm not sure that you're going to be getting Luke Kuechly at all. But I don't know. I really don't. I think it's going to be so much fun on Thursday night with Merrill Reese, myself, And Adam Kaplan in studio here at the NovaCare Complex. Let's go to Tyrell in Delaware. Hey, Tyrell.
Hey, how you doing?
All righty. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just want to say go Eagles. I've been excited waiting for the draft to come here for a couple months now.
Yes, sir.
I just don't see us going up and taking Fletcher Cox if they're projecting him to go in the top 10. I think, you know, he's still raw, even though he plays behind the line. I mean, Broderick Buckley was supposed to play behind the line.
Well, hey, listen, I mean, there's no question that you have a chance to miss on a player. But, Tyrell, let's be honest here. If you think that he is, if you're going to get a player like Fletcher Cox, or you're going to wait till the second round and get a Jarrell Worthy, I mean, my only thing is Fletcher Cox or somebody worth giving up maybe another second-round pick for?
Yeah. In my opinion, I would go either, you know, secure another linebacker like Kukli or safety. And in the second round, I've been watching this kid out of Washington, Alameda Tamu.
Mm-hmm.
He's a decent – he's a big-body guy, and he pushes the pocket and – I think the defensive tackle is so deep that, you know, we could afford. Because let me give you a scenario. If Fletcher Cox isn't at our pick, okay, the next available defensive tackle by all the analysts is Michael Brock.
Yeah, Michael Brockers, right.
Okay, and with this kid, Alameda, you're getting the same type of player and a little bit more stout at the position. He kind of reminds me of Haloti Ngata. Like, this guy, I've been watching him, like, I've watched extensive tape on the guy. Dave, you need to check him out. I would just go in the second round for defensive tackle if he's not there for us and address another need.
Again, I'm okay. I will agree with you that let's get a defensive tackle. I'm not going to tell you that this guy's better than that guy because I don't know. But get me a good defensive tackle, I'm happy. Get me a good anything, I'm happy. Get me a good... Who's playing slot cornerback this year? You feel good about Jose Leo Hansen there? What about Curtis Marsh? Is it time to give him a shot? I mean, the variable here that's so difficult for every team in the league is you've got this whole draft class from 2011 that didn't have the OTAs, that didn't have the off-season conditioning program. You definitely got to see them during the season, and the Eagles got a lot of mileage out of Kelce and Watkins and Roll and Alex Henry and all those players, Deion Lewis, and they were impressive. But you really don't know what they are. I see a guy like Curtis Marsh who has been here every single day. So what kind of player is he? Is he an outside cornerback? Is he a slot cornerback? Is he potentially a great cornerback? Is he not a good cornerback? I mean, we don't know yet. So you're really rolling the dice. That's why it is probably more important this year than most years that you draft best player available rather than need, because you just want to bring great players in here. You can't project what that 2011 draft class, or for that matter, the 2010 draft class, is going to do. What kind of player is Brandon Graham? Do we really know?
Yeah.
I don't know. So you're hopeful, and maybe that kind of goes against what I've been saying the whole time. I've been saying no defensive end, no defensive end, no defensive end, but if there's a defensive end that you absolutely love, you can't pass on him. See, Tyrell, I've confused you to the point where you have nothing to say.
My one last question is, has Jaquan Jarrett, has he been able to put on the weight? Because I know that was...
Jaquan's physically stout. It's not a question of his weight. It's a question of can he run in coverage. He's a physical kid. He's a smart kid. He works really hard. He and Marsh have been here the entire offseason. I mean, there have been a lot of young guys, probably more than ever, that have been here the entire offseason. And old guys like Michael Vick, who's been here since the beginning of – since the first day he could get here, he got here.
If you had your scenario, what would you take with the 15 pick and draft?
Well, I mean, you know, let me know who's there, but I'm taking the player that I have highest on the board. I'd love to take a – if I could get a disruptive defensive tackle, would love to do so. If I could get another a shutdown cornerback,
would you take him?
Who's that?
If Floyd was there, would you take him?
Michael Floyd?
Yeah.
Give me a choice. Michael Floyd or who else?
Michael Floyd or Kuechly.
Probably take Kuechly.
Yeah, Kuechly.
Yeah, I'd probably take him. If I was convinced that he could cover. I mean, I think he would have a great chance to impact. And I think that I can get wide receivers later. I like Michael Floyd a lot. Don't get me wrong. I like the size. I like his ability to go up and get it. I think the big physical part of his game I love this part of his game. Throw me that little thing in the corner. But I can get receivers pretty much anywhere I want.
All right, Dave. I appreciate it.
All right, Tyrell. Tune in during the weekend, my man. I know you will. We're live again on Wednesday. Let's visit now with D'Amico Ryans. Obviously, the big move of the offseason. Many, many big moves here, including the re-signing of DeSean Jackson, etc. But the large acquisition, D'Amico Ryans in a trade with the Houston Texans. He's here. He's in the offseason conditioning program. How is he fitting in now that everything's calmed down around him? How's D'Amico Ryans fitting in as a Philadelphia Eagle?
All right, so off-season conditioning underway. What's it like to be with your new teammates?
Oh, it's good, man. You know, I'm happy to get up here, finally meet the guys, hanging out in the locker room with the guys. So it's good. Good thing to be here, and I'm, you know, excited about this new start for me.
What are your impressions just of, you know, the building, the franchise compared to where you were in Houston?
It's very nice building, nice facility. You know, top class, first class organization, and a lot of good people around here.
How about the linebackers who you've gotten to know and work with a little bit?
Linebackers, a lot of younger guys, but all of them are they're athletes now. They're some good athletes, big time players. So I'm excited to work with these guys. It's kind of weird. I'm the oldest guy in the room, but you know, I'm looking forward to working with them throughout the season.
So are they needling you, calling you the old guy?
Nah, they're not messing with me too bad.
Did you know anybody else here? I know you played with Jason Babin for a year. Anybody else?
Nah, I know knew Daryl Tapp, Babin, and Evan Mathis.
All right, cool. So what are you just looking to accomplish here as you get to know the playbook and your teammates and stuff like that?
Just to learn as much as possible, you know, trying to get as much of the playbook down, you know, while we have this off time in the summer. So we come back for training camp, we'll be, you know, all cylinders will be rolling, and just trying to get to, you know my teammates a little bit better.
Have you had a time to just sort of catch your breath after the whirlwind of the trade and getting thrown into the mix here?
Just a little bit, but it's just been training and working out, trying to find a place and get settled in here.
All right, and so any big goals you have for the season coming up?
All the way. That's the goal. You know, it's only one goal to have anytime, you know, you're in the league, is to win it all. And if that's not your goal, there's no reason to be here.
Concussion is one of the most common head injuries in sports that are caused by a blow to the head. Typical symptoms of a concussion include headache, dizziness, vision disturbance, loss of balance, confusion, and memory loss. An athlete cannot return to play until all symptoms of a concussion resolve and they are cleared by an experienced physician. If you have sustained a concussion or any other sports-related injury, make an appointment at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital, the leading providers of orthopedic care in the region.
The Philadelphia Eagles invite you to experience Lincoln Financial Field like never before through an exclusive tour of one of the premier stadiums in the NFL. This unique backstage journey through the stadium will feature the Comcast press box, broadcast booth, club and suite levels, Eagles home interview room, locker room, and the field. Call 267-570-4510 or visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com for more information.
Here we are. On the road, and we know that it goes on.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of making memories and keeping promises. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
This reminds me of that scene in that movie. Oh, man, what's it called?
I don't know.
No, you know, it's the rookie cop, the veteran cop duo. It's like us, partner.
Just because you get way more movies with Xfinity On Demand doesn't mean you always have to rub it in.
Oh, duck!
Sorry.
Ditch satellite for the most on demand. Experience Xfinity. Sign up for this great offer today. Call 1-800-XFINITY.
Can't wait for this year's draft? The Eagles and Dietz and Watson are making this year even more exciting. Go to the Eagles Facebook page today and enter the Perfect Pick'em Draft Contest. Submit your picks for the entire first round of the draft. If you get all 32 correct, you could win $100,000. And even without a perfect first round, you can still win big with the Eagles and Dietz and Watson. Get to Facebook today for details and official rules.
Seen the signs on the passers-by. Something's got to give. Can't be free, but it's good for me. But this good thing comes along, and I can't deny too long. I need you to save me. I need you to save me free.
Geico, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Seven seconds left. Beck takes the snap. He's looking. He is going deep, and it is intercepted in the end zone by Tremont Williams, intended for Riley Cooper, and that should end the season.
The 2010 season came to an abrupt finish in the blink of an eye, but the same moment that saw championship dreams dashed also served as the beginning of the next chapter of Eagles football. It's only 2 weeks after the Super Bowl, but general manager Howie Roseman has spent hundreds of hours analyzing footage of college standouts, taking meticulous notes on whatever catches his eye. It's a painstaking process, but one that creates the foundation on which Roseman builds the draft plan. The NFL Scouting Combine is another key piece of the puzzle. Held in Indianapolis each February, the Combine is a focal point for Roseman and the entire scouting department to measure the incoming draft class based on a series of standard tests and workouts. It's also a chance for the Eagles coaching staff to gain some valuable familiarity with potential draft picks. With the Combine comes media coverage and questions about the team's areas of need.
We talked about the quality of the draft, so you want to improve the talent level. You want to improve the talent level at all the positions, and that's obviously, you know, another position in terms of our priorities. We believe in building along the line, so.
The Combine provides a closer look at a number of top prospects, but it's a great deal of information compacted into a brief period of time.
Hi there, how are you? Welcome to Philadelphia, what's your name?
In early April, a group of hand-picked prospects are invited to the NovaCare complex for a more intimate meeting.
Hey fellas, listen up real quick here. Give me 1 second of your time. First of all, welcome to Philadelphia. We appreciate you guys taking the time out of your schedule to sneak up here and meet with us. We think we got the best city in the National Football League, man. It's awesome. There's nothing like packing that stadium. The people are crazy. We're bringing you up here to get to know you. We want you to get to know us, too.
Sir, how you doing? Michael Zordich.
How you doing?
Can you let him go?
I'm staying with him. If he breaks to that seven, then the safety's picking him up, and I'm overrunning it for the post, for the corner, for the post.
I got you. For the post corner, right?
Yeah.
You got the double move.
Right.
I set up in the backfield, and I go in motion as he sent me.
Uh-huh.
He quickly throw me a swing pass. Now, you know right here that if you had not made this guy miss right here, I wouldn't have watched any more tape on you.
The coaching staff uses the visit to assess the intangible aspects of these young men. Character, personality, and football acumen are all examined under the microscope. Conversely, the prospects leave with a sense of the expectations they face if their NFL career path leads them to Philadelphia. During the same period in which the prospects are hosted, Roseman assembles the scouting staff to review their current draft board.
All right, so workouts and any risers here that since we last met that you guys feel strongly that we need to change their position, or you've changed your position some way, somehow, because you've gotten a more complete picture of who they are.
The group digests a constant stream of new information and fine-tunes its notes on every potential draft pick. The objective now is to ensure maximum value in every round while forming a game plan for post-draft personnel moves.
And then as you look at the guys on our board, the guys that are really in the 5th, 6th, and 7th, we're going to be sending them letters to try to recruit them as free agents. So just make sure that if there's anyone else that's not up there that you feel really strongly about getting as a free agent, that we're aware of them.
The last window to evaluate talent in person is local workout day. League rules allow each team to hold practice with a group of prospects that live or attend college locally. For a coaching staff that has had little player interaction this offseason, it's a much-desired chance to be on the field and do what they love most.
I've been here for 2.5 months. I ain't nothing done, nothing. Sit at the desk, eat, work out. So you're the first guys I ever coached on the Philly soil. You ain't going to give me nothing to do. Turn it loose. Let me see you go. Hey! Come on, drop.
They kill my name on ESPN.
We understand.
Kill it.
That's a hard name.
I'm not used to it. I woke up, I'm expecting somebody to mess it up. I'm kind of used to it.
What, I'm going to
call. I like try to like pronounce it for them. Like you can put a J, K, W, A, N, like J.
Come on.
How's it spelled? J A I Q U A W N. So it confused me with the way it's spelled.
Absolutely. Somebody show me, I said.